Okay, one of the more common questions we get asked is, how do we test site speed? So we actually weren't happy with the tools on the market, so we built our own. So if you go to app.wpspeedfix.com, you'll get our speed test tool. You can test from multiple locations, and it will give you detailed statistics on your site speed, page speed, and recommendations on how and where to improve. We weren't really happy with the tools on the market. Before we built this tool, we used Pingdom and we used GT Metrics, but both of those have some issues. Primarily, their recommendations are quite dated. So their recommendations are based on technology that's, you know, 5 or 8 years ago was appropriate, but a lot of the recommendations they suggest today are no longer appropriate, or there are newer recommendations that are more important. Things like HTTP2 protocol, HTTP2 push, next gen image optimization, and so forth. So check it out, app.wpspeedfix.com. Run multiple tests there. Test the site. When you do site speed testing, make sure you test more than once and get an average, because the web, you know, the speed of the web or the congestion on the web changes all the time. So you'll see different speeds for each different test, and make sure you test multiple pages on your site. So your website is more than just a homepage, and you'll probably find that you can get a homepage loading really fast, but on some sites, particularly e-commerce sites and affiliate sites, where some of the inner pages might have a lot of images, you might see a much slower speed there versus the homepage. So make sure you test more than one page on the site. Maybe test the top 2 to 5 pages. It gives you and do it more than once, and for more than one location, to get a kind of good overall idea of site speed. It's going to vary from page to page, and it's going to vary from location to location, and it's going to vary from each test. You also find that during business hours, the site will typically go slower than at nighttime. This is something we've found. Servers are under more load during business hours. There's more people on the web. So time of day is also important. So, make sure you're testing during peak times or, you know, a relatively busy period and not 2 a.m. in the morning when the server's under no load. But check that out at app.wpspeedfix.com. It's also, you can click it from the main menu on the website as well.